It's time for this week's Focus on Business. Today, Tom Martin talks with Roscoe Clausing about his eco-friendly approach to business landscaping.
Give us a little background on your business. What's your startup story?
It's the classic startup story. I was 15 years old. My parents told my younger brother and I that there was no way they were buying us a car, and so we set out to make the money to do just that. Started with a little lawn mowing, some landscaping, and all these years later, I've probably purchased about 50 trucks, so I guess I've achieved the goal.
So I'm curious, how did it evolve, though? How did you decide that I'm going to make a living at this?
Well, shortly after graduating from high school, we made the decision to pursue this full time. My brother ended up leaving the business in 2001, and I have continued. Today, the business is quite a bit different than it was when we were in high school. We now serve the business community and not the residential community. We've got offices here in Lexington and also an office in Louisville. And more recently, our focus has been on green infrastructure and eco-friendly landscape services.
And what is that? What is green infrastructure?
Well, it's this basic idea that nature is also infrastructure, that we can harness nature in such a way that nature can manage stormwater for us, it can improve water quality, it can even reduce energy consumption. Some of the more common examples of green infrastructure would be a green roof or a rain garden. Some lesser known examples are green walls, permeable paving systems, bioswales, and structures like that.
Are you beginning to see those things materialize around Lexington?
I am. I'm seeing more and more of them, and some of them are coming about because of the city's offerings through the Stormwater Incentive Grant Program.
The Stormwater Incentive Grant, what is that?
Most of our listeners are probably going to be familiar with the stormwater fees that they're paying to LexServe. A portion of that money is set aside for this grant program that the city runs, and applicants apply to receive money for many various types of projects, including public education, all the way down to the actual construction and implementation of stormwater projects.
What kind of trends, eco-friendly in particular, are you looking at out there?
Within the city of Lexington, probably the most common thing on the construction side of our business is that we see a lot of rain gardens being installed. There is also an increase in permeable paving systems, permeable concrete, and permeable asphalt. On the grounds management side, it tends to be a restricted use of pesticides and fertilizers.
Roscoe, I know from talking with you before this interview that you really enjoy what you're doing, but could you cite some things about it that you most enjoy?
Yeah, I'm a very lucky person. It isn't every day that a tradesman realizes that they love their craft as much as they love running a business. When I do get to do manual labor, I love going home exhausted at the end of the day. And I feel equally rewarded when we're working on the implementation of a strategic plan or managing people. Of course, as we've discussed, I really believe that the future of cities and our built environment is changing. And it's exciting to see that we're moving away from this idea that nature is some place that we go to. It's time that we bring nature to us and create the kind of environment that we want to be in.
Roscoe Clausing is the founder and owner of Clausing Group in Lexington and Louisville. Tom Martin's Q&A series appears biweekly in the Business Monday section of the Lexington Herald Leader. Technical support for this broadcast is provided by Dynamics Productions online at dxaudio.com.